Springfield Contemporary Theater opens a new production tonight at SCT Center Stage, the corner of Pershing and Robertson. It's the Springfield area premiere of the musical The Marvelous Wonderettes, a smash off-Broadway hit directed by Josh and choreographed, we should say also, by Josh Inman, who has choreographed numerous productions around the area. He's also an adjunct faculty member at Drury in their theater department and was recently named, Lou sent this along, recently named one of 417 Magazine's 20 Under 30 for his contribution to the area's artistic community. And with him is Ellen Spann, who is one of the actors in this show. She's making her SCT debut with this show, The Marvelous Wonderettes. And let's just say welcome, first of all. And this show is about the 1958 Springfield High School prom.
Yes. Yeah, it's a really fun show. It's essentially an excuse to hear all your favorite songs from the 50s and 60s, but with it comes a really fun and heartwarming story.
Well, who are the Wonderettes?
The Wonderettes are a girl group, a little bit of a barbershop style in the 1958 section, and they're four kind of archetypal characters, and they interact in ways that you would expect a group of four high school girls to, but with great personality. The characters are big.
Okay, and they, their hopes and dreams are as big as their crinoline skirts, and so no doubt fun costumes for a show like this.
Oh yes, absolutely. Lou Schaefer did the costumes, and they're fantastic.
Now, we start out in 1958 at the prom, and then we revisit them in Act Two at their 10-year high school reunion, and I guess we learn a lot about how their lives have changed in that length of time.
Yes, we do. The 10 years puts a gap between all of them because they haven't seen each other for these 10 years for the most part.
So they did not, they don't, okay, so a spoiler alert, they don't stay together and perform those through that 10-year gap in the storyline.
I would say that the 68 section at their 10-year reunion is their reunion show as well.
Changing from 1958 to 1968 is like night and day in so many ways. And how is the production handling that?
It is. We do it in about 15 minutes over intermission. Mm-hmm. yeah, and obviously, you know, the styles change, the music changes, and Ellen would know a little bit more about that than me.
Well, I will say that the aesthetic of the show definitely changes between those two acts. You're going to have a lot more glamorous of a look in the costumes, the makeup, the hair even. But I would say that the nuances of the show are definitely a little bit different. You can look at the show as it is, which is a 27-song singing and dancing marathon, but also it is about how people change in 10 years and the tolls that life takes, and I like that.
And especially changes between the late 50s and the late 60s, when everything was in such tumult at the time.
Absolutely.
Now, directing and choreographing, have you done much of that?
I usually just choreograph. I've directed a few shows before, but this one actually lends itself really well to having, you know, both duties. Just like Ellen was saying, it's a marathon of song and dance, and then, you know, integrating the storyline into that is pretty seamless for this show.
Really, it almost sounds like nonstop music in a way.
It almost is.
Yes, it is.
Almost like it's through, I wouldn't say through composed because you're using previously written songs, but is there an original score that goes with this as well, or is it just integrating the pop
songs? Integrating all of the songs, but it's done, it's very clever the way that they integrate it, and the characters, you know, use those songs to forward their own individual stories.
Well, it sounds like fun. It is called The Marvelous Wonderettes. It opens tonight at 7:30 at SCT Center Stage. Officially at 431 South Jefferson, Suite 136, but that particular part of the building is just, it's on the ground floor, the corner of Pershing and Robertson, and performances will be Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. at SCT Center Stage. Tickets are available at 831-8001, or you can visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Ellen Spann plays Missy. Before we go, tell us a little about Missy as a person, as a character.
Missy is somebody who needs everything to be under control and everything to be...
I can sympathize.
Yeah. very type A, but also a little bit, I mean, this comes with the territory in some ways, but she's a little nerdy, and she's also a little hot for teacher, I would say.
Ah, okay. That all right, that tells me a pretty much what I need to know about her. But you've got four widely varied personalities with this group of girls who sing in the marvelous Wonderettes. Again, the show opens tonight at 7:30 at Springfield Contemporary Theater's Center Stage at the corner of Pershing and Robertson. It continues then through June the 21st. That Sunday 2 p.m. matinee will be the last performance. 831-8001, springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Ellen Spann and Josh Inman. Ellen Spann, one of the actors in the play, and Josh Inman directing and choreographing. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Right.